Hello,
Hey, hello.
hello. Welcome to the Ursa call. We usually wait a couple minutes to see who else is on their way. I don't know if we have a current call leader right now, but Brent is here, so at least there are some community members here to talk to. So if you have any ideas on what you'd like to talk about, now's the time to kind of think about them, so we can see what topics we have to discuss.
Okay. Hey Nathan, hey George. Hello.
Hello. Well, it looks like it's probably just the three of us for today. We actually don't have a pre-prepared agenda for the call today, as far as I know. I'm looking on Discord now just to make sure that that's actually the case. If you are on Hyperledger's Discord, there is an Ursa channel there on Hyperledger's Discord that we can use to discuss anything related to the code base and what's going on in the project, or in some cases, what's not going on in the project.
Okay, I'm actually working on Cactus.
Excellent.
Yeah, just learning about the all the projects now.
Well, with Ursa is a shared cryptography library that was intended originally to be used very heavily in both Sawtooth and in Hyperledger Indy. It's since then some of the constructs inside it have grown to be able to support other systems as well, though I don't know how well it was adopted in the Sawtooth code base. It's very extensively used by the Hyperledger Indy community to build both Hyperledger Indy and later Hyperledger Ares. And also, we hope, is a continued component of the new Hyperledger Anoncreds initiatives. And so there's a lot of anonymous credentials implementation inside of Ursa. There's also a lot of primitives for signing and encryption and decryption that are useful for various blockchain applications. It has suffered recently from the lack of a lot of active contribution, largely because most of the code that's being actually used in other projects is fairly stable, and the contributors of those projects have been focused on other areas of their tech stack. So one of the things we've been looking for is more contributors to help update the Rust packaging, code organization, the unit testing, and then get into what the next future enhancements are that the community would like to see. So this call has been actually rather poorly attended the last three or four times that it's occurred since Cam needed to step down. The company I'm with, Kiva Microfunds, used to be very heavily involved in global national ID cards and development of ID cards that could be used for financial inclusion around the world. And since my company has stepped away from direct contribution Hyperledger, there's been less contribution from Cam and myself in particular. And a couple other contributors have had similar situations come up. So we're happy to have everyone who's here on the call here today. And the time is essentially Q&A to talk about whatever we would like to talk about. So I turn it over to you, Brent. And is it Bhaskar?
Hello. Hey, George.
Hello, my last name is George. I usually go by Nathan.
Yeah, I actually contributed to some security issues in Cactus and Fabric. server.
Excellent.
I would like to interested in researching on URSA also.
The folks on URSA tend to come from a lot of different companies. We haven't had one unified corporate effort on URSA for a while. We tend to have more kind of freelance developers. In the past, this meeting has been a really good source of advice around cryptography and the design of crypto systems. It's one of the things we've always used the Zoom call for. Most of the coding effort has happened on GitHub through GitHub issues in terms of the coordination. And there've been a lot of pull request review on the various pull requests that have happened. The team that has been working on Iroha has recently tried to get more involved with URSA and has been, we're hoping, putting themselves in a position to take over as primary maintainers.
Yeah, I would like to also contribute to the URSA.
Excellent.
I'm a freelance developer at Cactus.
So do you work with... which teams have you been working with on Cactus?
Cactus, a couple of like security.
Excellent.
Yeah. We can continue this meeting.
Well, do you have any particular questions in particular about URSA or what you would like to do to contribute?
No, nothing. I will check it out later from docs or something like Wiki.
The docs folder has some description of what's going on. There's actually a current issue in URSA. It's kind of a master ticket for what we call Operation OSO has a bunch of smaller refactoring tasks in it. So if you're looking for an easy way to kind of get a pull request in and get a kind of a tour of the code base, that's probably where I would start.
Yeah, that seems to be good.
Brant, do you have anything else to add or anything you'd like to talk about today?
No, nothing.
I don't have anything either.
Well, then I guess this is going to be a really short meeting. That's not a bad thing.
Those are my favorite. All right. I'll see everybody in January.
Excellent. We'll see everybody at the next call, which, like Brant said, should be in January because we'll likely have canceled the calls during the holiday season. And if that call doesn't get officially canceled, at least in this recording, we can say on the record that it's unofficially canceled at the very least.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Brent and Nathan.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night. Have a romantic dream.
Thank you.